you have to have full disclosure after an affair is over to have closure and move on. It's over and we are working on the marriage, but I find myself wanting to know where, when, who else knew, and details like did he buy her things, take her places, etc. But wondering if it would be worse to know every detail. Excellent question. The adulterer should not fully disclose every detail that's asked for just because it's asked. And the truth is that the betrayed should not be asking about every detail and feel they have a right to know just because they were betrayed. That's a common feeling of the betrayed. You know, you did this to me, now you have to answer these questions. It's not a good idea. You want, each of you want to put topics or questions in two categories. The first category is a category of questions that the betrayed is curious about. But beyond fulfilling curiosity, the answer to the question is not productive, is not helpful. For example, how many times did you do it? In what positions? And where were you actually on such and such a night when you said such and such a thing? We already know that the adulterer lied, probably many times. The details of those lies are irrelevant. To recount every lie or detail every lie is not useful. It's unproductive. In fact, sometimes it's actually quite destructive. You don't necessarily want answers to all those questions. They could end up haunting you with images or thoughts for a very long time. And so those kinds of questions that fall into that category should not be asked and not be answered. The second category are questions the betrayed may or may not be curious about, but the answers to the questions could be truly productive to the couple in their attempt to heal and reconcile. For example, what was it that you were getting from this relationship that you weren't getting in our marriage? Or what were you not getting in our marriage that you were looking for outside of the marriage? Now, the answer to that question could be just as painful as the answer to some of the questions that fall into the first category. The difference is the answer could be incredibly useful, could be incredibly productive. If anybody has any questions about those questions, in other words, if there is doubt between the husband and the wife about which category a question might fall into, and a lot of times there is doubts and questions about that because, let's face it, the betrayed is going to be inclined, neither of you are unbiased, right? The betrayed is going to be inclined to argue that, you know, every question they want to ask can be productive in a certain way. And the adulterer is going to be inclined to suggest that, oh, that's not going to be productive. You just want to know because you're curious. So there might be many instances where you can't agree on whether or not you should move forward with disclosing this detail. So I would advise you to consult with a neutral, objective, competent third party who doesn't have an agenda and doesn't have these biases. And they can, you know, exercise in their professional judgment whether which category, you know, a certain question might fall into.